friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Animal Stories. So, my researchers, have you figured out the clues of who Sophie and her family is? What kind of creature? Well, if you haven't listened to the first part, you need to listen to the first chapter of this story, and it will give you all the clues to who Sophie is. Well, my friends, it is time to put your thinking caps on, and let's solve this mystery. Who's ready? Me too. Let's go. As Sophie was standing at the entrance to the cave, looking around and making sure that the owl had gone, she realized that there had been a lot of time that had passed. Oh no, I've been sitting here forever. Oh, my family's probably way ahead of me. How am I ever going to catch up to them? I know the flowers are the trail, but I don't know. I've never done this before by myself, said Sophie. I just gotta choose to be brave. All right, one, two, three. Ah! As Sophie jumped off the ledge and zoomed through the air, her little wings fluttered and flattered as fast as they could go. Off in the distance, she could hear the sound of the great horned owl, and that made her fly even faster. Do you remember what kind of flowers she was supposed to follow? There's a lot of them. Was it daisy flowers or cactus flowers? Oh yeah, cactus flowers. That's right, because she's flying through the desert in Mexico on her way to Arizona. Great job. As Sophie was following all the flowers, she actually became pretty proud of herself. I think I actually can do this. They're not as hard to follow, and they're pretty easy once you get the hang of it. All right. Well, I'm not sure exactly how much farther we have to go, but I think I can do it, said Sophie. You see, Sophie, she only had a few more hours to catch up to her family as they crossed over into Arizona. All right, friends, we are going to pause the story so that you can lock in your answers of what creature this is. I'm going to give you a couple options, and I want you to pick the one that you think it is. Is Sophie a pelican, a long-nosed bat, or a jackrabbit? Those are some pretty funny possible answers. Well, let's think about it. Pelican. Are pelicans nocturnal? Nope. It can't be a pelican. Can jackrabbits fly? It can't be a jackrabbit. What was the last option? Oh, the long-nosed bat. That's the right answer. Yes, Sophie and her family are long-nosed bats. You see, these bats migrate every year from its winter home in Mexico all the way along the flower trail of those cactus flowers to southern Arizona. And yes, they have to look out for those great horned owls because those are a predator of the bats. The great horned owls are actually really good at catching the bats. But Sophie and her family, they can fly up to 14 miles per hour. That is super fast. And they're pretty small, so they're able to zip and dive out of the reaches of the great horned owl. And their favorite foods are mosquitoes and cactus flower nectar. So that makes perfect sense why they would need to follow that trail of flowers. That's so cool, Sophie. All right, let's hop back into the story. It had been several hours of flying as Sophie was zooming through the air, eating the occasional mosquito in the sky. But she couldn't get too distracted eating them all because she had to stay focused to catch up to her family, who were way up ahead. Oh boy, is that the sun coming up? As she turned her eyes to the east, she could see the eastern sky horizon start to glow. Have you ever seen the sun rise in the morning? Yeah, you have to wake up pretty early for it. But it's pretty beautiful when you see the sun rise over the horizon, especially if you're in the desert or if you're in a place where there's not a lot of trees and you can just see the whole sky start to light up as the sun rises. But that means that Sophie is running out of time. You see, bats, they fly at night so that the predators have a hard time seeing them. And Sophie was getting very tired. She had spent all night long flying. She was hoping that she was going to be able to get there in time. And wait, what's that up ahead? She thought. Up ahead, there was a hill. And she rounded the hill and flew over it. She looked down at the valley, and it was a giant valley full of caves and cactus flowers and tons of bats. She could see all the bats zooming over the hill and diving into the caves. This was the place. This was Arizona. She had made it as she looked around and flew all over the valley. She finally found her family. Sophie, shouted her parents. We knew that you would make it. Great job. Her family all flew over to her and greeted her with big hugs. Oh, that was a crazy adventure. That owl almost got me, but I was way too fast, said Sophie. Wow, great job, said her dad. Sophie and her family flew into their new cave home and got ready for bed, because as the sun was coming up, that means the bats go to sleep. As Sophie yawned and looked around, she was so happy to be back with her family. The end. Wow, great job. You listened all the way to the end. So, were you able to guess it right? Did you guess the long-nosed bat? Woohoo! Great job! Yes, so the long-nosed bats, they live approximately 20 years. Wow, that's pretty old for a bat. And did you know they have a special built-in toothbrush? Yeah, they use their tongue to clean their teeth. Wow, I don't think Dr. Stinky Breath would be very happy about that. And I kind of wish I had that built into my mouth too. That would be pretty cool. Well, I hope you have a super duper day. I'll see you next time. Bye.